Yesterday we met a major chakira that Rav Shimon Shkap presents in Shar Yosher, Shar Beis, Perek Beis, that Oneg Yom Tov presents. A number of Achronim suggest thinking about the following categories of thought. When you think about the different tools in Torah HaSmekes, the different tools that the Torah gives us for how to solve doubt, how do you get information about a case? Roh, Chazaka, Eidim, Migo, Shtar, V'chulu, V'chulu, V'chulu. So one of the questions worth asking yourself is this telling me what the facts are? The halacha is being kaveya, these are the facts. You didn't know what the facts are, and now you do. It's this tool is being mevar, now the suffix is gone, because now I've just determined to a high enough standard, a sufficient standard, that the facts are X. So that would be a birur. Sometimes, he might have a tool that's actually mevar. It tells, I didn't know what the facts are, and now I have a tool. Two edim is a glorious example. We assume two edim is a mevar. There's a Rambam, fascinating Rambam in Hilchos Yesod. Did I tell you about this? But if we definitely treat it, as the Rambam points out, nothing is for sure. Two edim could be lying, but the Torah tells me, I have the right to assume that if two Aiden tell me something, independently corroborate one another, or with all the process that Aiden is supposed to give, that Bazin is supposed to give in receiving testimony, the halacha says that's sufficient proof. That's sufficient evidence that these are the facts. So that's a birur. Evidence. It speaks to the fact these are the facts. Birur. On the other hand, sometimes you have something which is not mevarer the metzias. The suffix remains. I have to know, what do you do if you have a suffix that isn't going away? So practically speaking, what does a Jew do? How does a Jew behave with a lack of information? What's your hanhaga? So an extreme example of hanhaga would be the rule of suffix deraisa lechumra, suffix derabanan lekula. Now, if a suffix deraisa lechumra, it's not that if it's deraisa, the facts are always this way. With derabanan, the facts are always that way. Of course not. You don't know what it is. It remains a suffix. Here's what you do. The rule is, if you have a suffix, you have no other guidance. So if it's deraisa, be machmir. If it's rabbanan, be mekel. In the lack of evidence. It's not evidence. It doesn't speak to fact. It's just a hanaga. It's a behavior pattern. It's guidelines for how to act. Birur versus hanaga. So that's a general chakira in the world of Torah HaSmekes. And we saw yesterday, Reb Shimon and others suggest that Rov we'll see as a type of beer, and Chazaka we will see as a type of Hanaga. And that's not just sort of random, let's line up things with our Hakira. It makes incredibly good sense. This is incredibly mistaken. Because as we saw, number one, sort of intuitively, Rov sounds like it is Mavar. The facts are probably this. Now, chances are 9 to 1. That's it. So yes, I mean, we're assuming that that's what happened, because it's a 90% chance that that's what happened. So we're assuming those are the facts. A rove is like a halachic margin of error. I don't have to have 100% idea to assume those are the facts. 90% will work. 85% is good enough. So a rove, we will typically see as a birur, while chazaka is more like a sveikah d'oraisa l'chumra, sveikah d'oraisa l'chumra. It's not telling what the facts are. I know the facts were yesterday. I don't know what the facts are today. As we saw yesterday, this notion that Rove is a Mevarer fits beautifully with the language of the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Pei Amud Aleph, which we looked at yesterday, that the Chachamim say the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Pei quoted a Mishnah in Taras Perek Gimel about Ruva Bachazaka, the child touched the dough. It would appear that the child touched the dough. The child is probably Tameh. But the dough was previously tahar. The dough has a cheskes tahara. But the child, rove is that the child is tameh, and therefore he was metameh the dough. So chazaka tells me the dough was tahar. Rove tells me the dough was tameh. Machlok is tanoim. Ruva chazaka, what do you do? Say the chachamim, whom we passing like. Ruva chazaka, rove wins. Why? Because ruva, the miuta kemandele se dami. It's as though the miut doesn't exist. What do I mean? It's as though the miut doesn't exist. Mean. That's exactly the idea of birur. That if it's 80% chances that the facts are tameh, we'll assume that it is tameh. We will treat it factually as tameh. We ignore the mi'ud. Mi'ud took him on the laser dumb. The mi'ud is as though it doesn't exist. We ignore the mi'ud. We'll assume the facts are as the rove. That's a beautiful way of saying rove is a mavar. Which is why, as we said yesterday, nafkamina number one, the fact that rove is a beer and chazaka is a hanhaga, as we understand well, are the chacham kalas, ruva chazaka, ruva adiv. Not because rove has more points than chazaka, not because rove is fundamentally better than chazaka, but because if you have a mevarer, you have a rove, so now that gets rid of the suffix. Rove means the suffix is gone. Now I know what I have an assumption of what the facts are. Hanhaga means here's what you do when you don't know. If there's a suffix, here's what you do. There is no suffix any longer. Rove got rid of the suffix. Rove is mevarer. So of course there's no hanhaga. Of course there's no chazaka. Of course ruva chazaka, ruva adiv. And that was nafkami number one. In that situation, the fact that the fact that chazaka is a hanhaga made chazaka weaker. Practically speaking, it was weaker. It lost to Rove. As an aside, before we go on to nafkami number two, as an aside, something to think about, file away your Hashem for the future, is Rabbi Meir disagrees. Right? We pass on the Chachamim, Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adar. Rove is a beer, Chazaka is a hanhaga, beer wins, Chazaka, hanhaga loses. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir had this whole, he said, no, the Chazaka will win, because you put the Mia together with the Chazaka. What's probably going on, we'll have to return to this Blinetter in the future, next semester, is Rabbi Meir sounds like he says, Rove is not a beer. Rove is also a hanhaga. The Mia exists. Follow the Rove. It's not like the Mia disappears. I'm not convinced what the facts are. The rule is you follow Rove. The rule is you follow Chazaka. I doesn't make so much sense that Rove should be in the bar. 95% chance that those are the facts. So those are the facts. So as we'll see later on, this opens the door. Rabbi Meir might agree that sometimes Rove is a beer. He might just say, I need a stronger Rove. Maybe there's a difference between a 70% Rove and a 95% Rove. 95%, we'll assume those are the facts. 70%, 2-to-1 chances. Is that a beer? Is that a hanah, or is that just a rule? That's the machlokas from Meir HaChachamim. It opens us up, we'll come to Lirchem next semester. Hashem does a beautiful article where she developed that the halacha recognizes 5 different levels of rove depending on what the percentages are. 51% is a rove, and 99.9% is a rove. They're both roves, but you would expect that there should be some differences between a 51% rove and an 80% rove, 93% and 99%. And indeed, we'll see, they are all roves, but not all roves are created equal. Locke spoke of men. Locke did not speak of roves. Not all roves are created equal. A 60% rove and a 90% rove are not the same thing. We'll get to that later on. That added complexity we'll get to later on. For now, Reb Meir disagrees. We'll have to deal with that. But the Chachamim hold, we pass like the Chachamim, Ruva Chazak, Ruva Adif. It's because rove is a beer, Chazak is a hanaga. As a hanaga, it can only operate when there's a lasting suffix. But if there's a rove at play, the rove gets rid of the suffix, Chazaka dies. That's nafki number one. Nafki number two, number three, which we dealt with yesterday, yeah?
Is there an ideal?
Ideal.
Ideal percentage that would turn, I know we just discussed that there's a difference, but is there in halakha or is there 51%?
No, that's what we're going to, we'll talk about that, Mitzvah, as we get further into the sugyas here, the first part of Chulin. We'll talk about that. Different love, the higher the percentage, the more power it has. 51 has some power, but 80 has more. We'll have to break it out. We'll see different sugyas that show nafkamina between level 1, level 2, between level 2 and level 3. Well, we'll have to get to that, Mirat Hashem, going forward. But the second point that beautifully displayed the fact that Chazaka is a hanhaga, and the power of that was the fact that Chazaka shelo al shorash hasafik. Right? When the chazaka is about the status of the dough and the suffik is about whether the kid is tamei or not, how does that make any sense? How can chazaka work if it's not speaking to the issue? The answer is exactly. Chazaka doesn't deal with the issue. It doesn't tell me what the facts are. Chazaka doesn't tell me whether the kid is tamei or tar. I don't know whether he touched the damn house or not. Being that I don't know, here's what I do with the dough. It's just a rule of behavior. It's just a hanhaga, so it doesn't have to relate to the Shorash HaSafek. And what we ended with yesterday is that's why it can work, the makam tarte, the sasre. I can have a chazaka, contradictory chazakas, shnei shvilin. Fundamentally, we should tell both guys tahar. The food, the salad that Reuven handled after walking on road A, tahar. The dessert that Shimon handled after walking on road B, tahar. Fundamentally. Sometimes Midrabanan will tell them tameh, but fundamentally tahar. Why? But one of them is tameh. Isn't that illogical? And the answer is, as we ended with last time, the answer is no. It's not illogical. Marasayan looks funny. Fundamentally, it makes sense. Why? They can't both be tahar. The answer is no one actually said they're both tahar. What we did say is they should both continue to act tahar. Chazaka, again, the whole notion of hanhaga is, and here's the key point, we're not saying we know what the facts are. We don't know. It's not a robe. It's not a beer. I don't know where the mace is. It's either A, interesting, tzushto, it's either A or B. Maybe you're tar, maybe you're tummy. I don't know, Reuven, whether you're tummy or tar. But what I do know is, being that you don't know whether you're tummy or tar, here's how you should behave. If yesterday you were tar, you should continue to act tar. So that's logically consistent. I could say, you should continue to act tar, and you should. You may be tar, maybe tummy, so continue to act tar, and you may be tar, maybe tummy, continue to act tar. You, the guy from Muncie who took the Palisades, you're the guy from Passaic who took Route 21. So, mace under one of them, I don't know which. So, if I say you're both tahar, that's impossible. If I say you both might be tahar, and therefore you both should act tahar, that's fundamentally logical. It's only a hanhaga. It's just that nuance is, it could be lost, that subtlety will be lost on many people. If people hear it, say, oh, that's silly, how could they both be tahar? And the whole thing is a sham. It's not a sham. If you appreciate the sophistication and nuance of halacha, it makes perfect sense. The Midrabanan sometimes worry that not everyone who hears it will appreciate it. Chuchavetlula, so we say Midrabanan, tell them a tongue. But fundamentally, Chazaka could absolutely, logically work because it's only a hanhaga. You can never have a rove like that. What are the facts? Either facts are acts, either facts are what? And then, with that, we're ready to come back to our sugya. Because our sugya, we had seen a double machlokas Rashi and Tosus. Let's talk about first the bigger machlokas. About what? Machlokas Rashi in Chulin and Tosos in Beitza, which the Rashba right here in Chulin, Daftaz, had explained so beautifully. He said, how could it be? What the Cheskes is Sukaima, Rav Huna says, until you throw, if it dies, we're not sure if the shechita was good or not. Safik shechita, the cheska sisser. What's the cheska sisser? Well, when it was alive, you couldn't eat it. Why? So Tosfos had said smooth. But Tosfos and Beitza said there's this new isser aseh called eno zavuach, not shachar. You have not fulfilled shechita, and that's something that every live animal is eno zavuach. And some dead animals also in a zavuach. If it didn't get proper shechita, it continues to be in a zavuach. The Tosfos said, that's the chazaka. It's the cheskes in a zavuach. That's beautiful. That's simple. The problem is, it presumes that there is a new isra say of in a zavuach. Rashi does not seem to think so. And Rashi says, no, it's the cheskes. Why is it the cheskes isra how? Well, because when it was alive, it was Trey, for what reason, said Rashi? Eber Menachai. Frech Tosfos, Eber Menachai. But it's definitely Eber Menachai. Now it's dead. That's observable. I don't know whether it's an avail or not, but I know for sure it's not Eber Menachai. So why do you have a chazaka? It's Becheskas Eber Menachai. It's not Becheskas Eber Menachai. So Rashba had said, Rashi holds, Machazikin, may Isser, Le'Isser. Well, if yesterday it was Avram Vada, Avram and Achai. Now that it was killed by the Shochet, either he did a good job or a bad job, we're not sure, we didn't do Kedika Simanim. So it might be a Nevela. Yesterday it was Vada, Avram and Achai. Today it's Safik Nevela. So the Rashi says, well, Rashi holds, you can make a Chazaka from one Esser to another Esser. Well, if yesterday it was Avram and Achai, so it's Becheskas Nevela. So how did that magic work? What does that mean? So David already pointed out, Rashi didn't say it's Bechezkas Eber Menachai or Bechezkas Nevela. It's not Bechezkas Eber Menachai. Of course it's not Eber Menachai. Tosfos points out, I know for sure it's dead. The animal's dead, it's not Eber Menachai. Machazikim Isla Isser, if you read Rashi carefully, what you see is it's not Bechezkas any particular law. It's just Bechezkas being Osir. Yesterday it was Osir for some reason. It might be Osir now. There may have been a continuous stream of being Osir. Not Osir for the same cause. It was Osir up as long as it was alive, it was Osir because Eber Menachai. Eber Menachai stops when it dies, but Rashi says, well, by that very moment it may have started becoming Nevela. So it didn't continue the same reasoning. The reason why it was Osir yesterday doesn't apply. But it might still have the same status. It was Osir yesterday, it may have continued to be Osir. So Rashi seems to say that it's enough to just say, I don't have to say the Chezkas Eber Minachai, the sense of Eber Minachai. I don't need to say that. I can just say the Chezkas Osir. Or to put it differently, Rashi says I don't need the Chezkas Shem HaIsr, the specific label Eber Minachai. This is the reason. I don't need the Chazaka for the specifics. All I need is I can just have a Chazaka of a status. It's Osir. Now, why does that make any sense? It's Osir. It sounds like a bad joke. But why is it Osir? Why is it Osir? Well, because it's Osir. Who cares? Oh, yeah, of course we care. Things don't just become Osir. That's not the way Judaism works. If something is Osir, it's Osir for a reason. So what do you mean? Well, it was Osir yesterday for one reason. It might be Osir now for a different reason. So the Rashi says, well, Rashi holds Machazikim Yisrael. Why? Well, what it sounds like is, well, because Rashi is saying, of course, you don't have a continuation of the same Shem HaIsr, I don't care. It's just a continuation of the same status. But that's not logical. What's the reason why it's Osir? The answer is, suggests Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Shach and several others, because Chazakah is a hanhaga. It's not about the facts. We're not trying to prove, we can't prove that it's in the Vela. It's not a rote, I don't know. It's just something. I don't know. We didn't look at the simanim, and now the simanim are gone, or they're mutilated, and now I can't check. I don't know if the shkita was kosher. I don't know if he shefted rov simanim. I don't know. And we're not going to live out of it without a rov. Tosis says maybe there's a rov. That will explain what the facts are. Chazaka is just a rule. So once you say chazaka is just a rule, continue acting the way you were acting before. So Rashi says, you could stretch that concept so far, you could even say, it's b'chalal not about the facts. It's not a chazaka of what specific label, the specific lav. You could jump from lav to lav. Why? Isn't that logical? It's not illogical. It would be illogical if I'm trying to create a causal basis. I'm trying to give evidence. I'm not giving evidence. This is just a rule for behavior. You don't know what the facts are, continue acting the way you acted yesterday. So Rashi says, was it matter why you considered us yesterday? For some reason you called us yesterday, and Mislah might be us now. So good. So Rashi says you can even push the Hanhaga to that extent. And now here, this idea has another twist to it too. This idea that according to Rashi, Chazak is not about the specific reason why, the specific halachic details, just about the basic status. So with Machazikim Isra Isser, it made the Chazakah stronger and broader and bigger. Rashi said if it's just a hanhaga and it doesn't have to relate to this specific reason why, just the status, Asr Mukhtar, so that gives Chazakah so much more power. Machazikin Me'isol Isser. And on the other hand, it could also limit Chazakah. Because Rashi says that there's a Shita in our Gemara that says it's true that I have a suffix nevela now. What I'm dealing with now that I don't know if the shechita was done properly or not. So either the shechita was proper or was improper. Either they cut rov simanim or mi simanim, right? There's only two options. Either it's shechita or it's nevela. With how many nafkemiyas and being shechita versus nevela? How many nafkemiyas I have? What are the halachic differences? If something is a nevela, it's tameh and it's aser, right? And yet, as we saw, the heart of our sugya here, Daftes, was the Gemara said in Machlokas. Let's go back inside again. Lo badakmai. So what we so the Chachamim said Masnisa Tana Nevela Metabel Masa. We consider Nevela at least Misafek, and it's even Metabel Masa, right? So it's aser and tameh. Okay, consistent. We're worried about the suffix nevela, so you're worried about it across the board. Both Lagabe Isra and Lagabe Tumma. What surprised us in the Gemara was the first Shita. Lezeb and Antignam Shumer of Lazar of Yana said, Trefa Vasura Bachila. It's a Trefa. It's Asur Bachila. Now, it's not a Trefa. That's not the issue. The lungs are fine. The head is wonderful. The animal has never been attacked by a predator. It's not a concern of Trefa. What we mean is, well, it's Asur Bachila, but not tummy. Where did that come from? The Gemara says, well, either it's a nevela or it's not a nevela. How do you decouple those two aspects of being a nevela? I'm not sure the shechita worked or not, so I'm going to assume the shechita did work to be metaharet, but did not work to make it mutter. Right? Make up your mind. Either it is or it ain't. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara had said, well, Mar Savar, the Masnisa Tana holds the Cheskas Isser, Kaiman had the Cheskas Isser, which tells me to assume it's still Osir, meaning to assume they didn't have a proper Shechita. The Hashta Mesa, now it's dead, they didn't have a proper Shechita. When was a live animal? It was Osir Batahar, but if it's still Osir and now dead, it's Osir and Tameh. 2 + 2 = 4. Do the logic. Do the math, do the calculations. If we're worried about it being Asr, then we need to worry about it being an Avela. If it's an Avela, it's both Asr and Tamei, because I can observe that it's dead. And the other time it said, Umar Savar, says the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Umar Savar, Becheskes Isser Aminan, Becheskes Tumalo Aminan. Well, there's only a Cheskes Isser, there's no Cheskes Tuma. Why? Either it's an Avela or it's not an Avela. So Rashi, so Tosas had, as we saw, been sensitive to this problem, Dir Masal Vasura, and Tosas gave an answer. You're right, this is not really logically tenable. This is all based on Dindraban. Minak Torah really would be Mutarol, not only Torah but Mutarol. But Rashi, as we saw, didn't say that. Rashi didn't say, oh, this is just Dindraban. He said, no, this is really Kurdin. Mar Sagar, Becheskes Isar Minam. Look inside, please. Becheskas Yisrael Minan, Umar Sava. Becheskas Yisrael Minan, Ula Achila, Hu Shenesu Kol Shechita. It was only Aser to eat before Shechita, meaning it wasn't Tame before it was Shechted. Well, it was alive. It was Eber Menachai, alive Eber Menachai. But Becheskas Tuma Lor Minan, Sharei Baser Menachai Ema Tama. The meat attached to a live animal is not Tame. Live animal is not Tame. So yesterday, when before the Safek Shechita, it was Tahar and Aser. So we're going to keep that going. That's what Rashi seems to say with a straight face. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Now there are only two choices. Shechita and Nevela. So how do you split it? How do you say, well, Becheskes Isser, but not Becheskes Tumah? It doesn't make any sense. And that was the first Shechita of the Gemara. Well, Becheskes Isser, Behashta Mesa. So 2 + 2 = 4. If you worry about it being Nevela, then it's Nevela all the way. Aser and Tumah. What's Takip Shat and Rashi? You tell me. Let's talk up now. The Red said Pshat and Rashi. What's Pshat and Rashi? Okay, good. So this is definitely sounding like we're comfortable with Chazak and Makram Tarek Sasri. Very good. Which was a big tip off that the Chazaka is a Hanhag, and the reason why it makes sense to have Makram Tarek Sasri, very good, is because, well, it's not illogical because Chazaka isn't dealing with the facts. It's not telling me whether it was shchut or not. I don't know whether shchut or not. We don't know. We couldn't check. It's a coin flip. We don't know. But being that we don't know, here's the rule. And the rule, Rashi understands, was a particularly fluid one. Tosas might agree it's on Hagga, but might not formulate quite the way Rashi, the radical way that Rashi does. We already saw in the previous Nafkamina, the way we understood Machazike Me'isolesser, that Rashi understands this Hanhaga is just about practical status. Lamaisa, Aser, Mutter, Tame, Tara. It's not about the reasons why, because we're not dealing with the reasons, but Chazaka doesn't tell you what the facts are. It just tells you what to do. Continue acting. If you're not sure whether to act like A or B, and yesterday you acted A, act that way. If yesterday you treated as Aser, now you're not sure, treat it as Aser. Yesterday you treated as Tar, and you're not sure what to have treated now, treat it as Tar. And therefore, yesterday, did I treat it as Aser? Yes. Did I treat it yesterday as Tameh? No. So Rashi says, Necheskes Iser, Arminan, Necheskes Tuma, Lo Arminan. Rashi says, that absolutely makes perfect sense. Tosis was so bothered by this, it was so obvious Tosis that was illogical, they didn't even have to tell me the Kasha. The Kasha is obvious. They just jump right into the Teretz. Oh, if you're wondering, the obvious question answer is, don't worry. Because it can't be us or Tawa. The Rashi would say, what's wrong? What's wrong? We're not, it's the same, as Eli said, it's the same as the Teretz Seshnei Shvilin. I'm not telling you what it is. I don't know. It would be illogical to say it is Tahar and it is Aser. It can't be. Either it is a veil, it's not a veil. But I'm not telling you for sure it is. I'm telling you I don't know whether it's Tame or Tahar and therefore continue to treat it as Tahar. I don't know whether it's Aser or Mutter and therefore continue to treat it as Aser. Those are illogical. They're not. I'm not telling you I know that it's Aser and I know that's Tar. That would be illogical. I'm saying, I don't know. Those are consistent. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether it's Rov Siman or Mir Siman. And therefore, just as Rashi already told us, Chazak is all about the practical status. That's Rashi's approach. The more radical understanding is Hanhaga. It's not at all about the fact. You just tell you, do whatever Lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa you kept yesterday, you're not sure that's the right way to go, do it again. See, even though it's contradictory, it doesn't matter. Because I'm not telling you the fact, it's suffix all around. So this is what you do when you're misuffix. Here's what you do when you're misuffix. You know, I'll give you just an example to make it a little clearer. Sometimes you can have a suffix in metzias that has nafkaminas both for daraisas and drabans. This is not a great example, but it'll do as an illustration. Between Shkia and say Sakochavim a Friday evening, Bein Hashmash is going into Shabbos. We would not allow you to do Malacha then. Chalila v'chas, Safa Dreis L'chumra. Don't we mention Bein Hashmash before? It happens to be a little more complicated than it seems, but just as an illustration, we do those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Every week you say that there are certain dim drabanan there are certain shvusin isurim of Shabbos midrabanan you're not allowed to do on Shabbos itself but during Ben Shmashas is mutter. Some of hachashecha. So I don't understand. Either it is Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. You tell me I cannot do malacha, but I am allowed to do this as drabanan. Make up your mind. Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? How do you mean? Sveka darais lachurma sveka darban lakula? Which one is it? The answer is no, that's fine. We're not saying sveka darais lachurma doesn't say I know it is Shabbos. It's saying I don't know whether it's Shabbos or not. Again, a simple understanding of Ben Hashmashas. I don't know, and therefore on darais is on machmer. I don't know, and then on darban is on meiko. That's not illogical. That's not inconsistent. It makes perfect sense. Why? Because again, the ultimate hanhaga is sveidraiz lachomer sveidravan lakula. I'm not taking a stand on the facts at all. Here's what you do when you don't know. Okay, so for this erev halacha, when you don't know the rule is chumra. For this erev halacha, when you don't know the rule is lakula. That's fine. So Rashi would say the same thing in our sugya, and now our sugya sings It's gorgeous. The clothing line of the Gemara, which was so confusing. The Cheskes Iser, but not the Cheskes Tuma. How could that be? Tosis, don't worry. But Rashi is a sort of like very calm about it. Nonchalant, almost. Look, how can Rashi be so nonchalant? This is mamish a pili ploim. Logically absurd. We thought it was logically absurd. Until we expanded our vision a little bit. The Tosar Shefta is found according to Tosefta and Sanhedrin. Divrei Torah Ashim Akalat Karakula in Yanachanut. Akalat Karakula in Yanachanut. The different sugyas are interrelated, and as Chazal points out based on the Pasuk in Mishlei that we say every Friday night in Eshet Chayil, Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, that sometimes you have to find the Lechem, to find the Torah, sometimes you have to go far out. You have to go to a different sugya. Divrei Torah Anim Makamechet, Chazal say, Ashir Makamechet. Sometimes one sugya is impoverished, it's poor, it's aniyim in this place, and it's rich over there. I have to go over there and get his side, and then I come back, and all of a sudden it makes sense. That we started the sugya with Torah of the Hine. And so often, in the works of the Achronim of the last century or so, you'll have a kasha, here's our sugya, but tzarechiyun, a problem. So the next move will often be the Hine. There's always that dear masul vihine. Why? Because vihine intrudes as well. Let's take a break from this sugya that bothers us. Let's look at that other sugya. We'll get involved there with kashin through from there. We'll come up with the yisod that we can then import back into our sugya, which is exactly what just happened. We looked at this Gemara last week. The Gemara was so funny, and Rashi was so, and two mysterious Rashis. And then guys ready within the Mine Ubei began to see that there was something going on with the two Rashis. Somehow he's not interested in the facts. But again, what does that mean? Not interested in the facts. Since when halacha is interested in the facts? But now, after spreading our wings more broadly, the world of Taras Hasvekas, with the concept of Bira Hanhaga, and seeing how it plays out in Chazaka in many ways, then they come back to our sugya, and all of a sudden it's not just like a funny Rashi in the middle of nowhere. Rashi is taking the well-trodden idea of Chazaka, Bira Hanhaga, and expanding it a little further. He understood it in a particular way. Chazak is hanaga so much unrelated to facts, it's not even about a chazaka of a particular siba. It's just a chazaka of a particular matzav. It's not a chazaka of nevela, of Avram and Achai. This is a chazaka being aser, chazaka being tameh, chazaka being tar. So that explains machazikim isr l'isr. And that also explains the how Rashi calmly understood the crux of our sugya, the Cheskes Iser Amrinan, the Cheskes Tuma Lo Amrinan, with this perspective, all of a sudden, as is so often the case in learning and the rest of life, with more perspective, things make more sense. With this perspective of how Torah Sasfekas works in general, all of a sudden, it's an absolutely gorgeous Rashi. Lishitaso, a double Rashi Lishitaso in the sugya, double Rashi in Tosel Lishitaso. Tosel Lishitaso, here, and in Beitza, they don't like Rashi. Yeah, because they understand that the Chazaka does have to do with a particular Shem HaIsr. It's Chazaka about the Siba, not just the Matzah, but it has to be a little more specific. Even if it is a Hanhaga. Oh, so of course, you can't say Machzikim Yisr Yisr, and of course, you can't split Cheskes Yisr and Cheskes Tuma. Either it's Nevela, it's not Nevela. You can say Safik Nevela, but still, our Etrians is Safik Nevela Chumra, Safik Nevela Le Kula. And now, there are more nafkaminas. There are at least two or three more nafkaminas in the question of Chazak and Rav being a Bir and Haga. We're going to get to more of these next semester. Specifically, we're going to get to Dav Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Second last toast in Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph is going to give us yet another halacha l'maisa and very, very sort of mind-twisting nafkamina in the Shiloh.